Alright, for the benefit of the Chinese, we'll be actually be having translation, alright?
今天我们有中文的翻译。
Okay, today is Mother's Day, so the message will be focused on mothers.
因为今天是母亲节，所以我们特地为母亲节预备了这个母亲节的信息。
So the rest of you all can go home, okay?
其他的可以回家了。
Not quite, not quite. Okay. Let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Verse 10.
那我们一起翻开箴言书第三十一章。
The verse can be found inside your bulletin.
在这个中文部，我们有这个经文在这个册子里、页子里。
Okay, let's stand, all right, as we just read the one verse, Proverbs 31, verse 10.
我们大家站起来念箴言三十一章第十节。
We can read together. But let's all read Proverbs 31, verse 10 together.
我们大家一起来念箴言三十一章十节。
Ready? One, two, begin.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢？
For her price is far above rubies.
她的价值远胜过珍珠。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们慈爱的天父，
we are thankful once again.
我们这一次感谢你。
For this time that we can share the word of God,
这一次能够来分享您的话语。
We pray when the word of God is taught,
我们祷告当您的话语被教的时候，
you will open our hearts to it,
打开我们的心眼，
you will open our mind to it,
打开我们的思念，
and help us to be obedient to it,
来接受来遵行。
We pray especially for our mothers,
我们为我们的母亲祷告，
that this message will be an encouragement,
这信息会勉励他们，
to be more like you,
更像你。
We pray also for the young ladies who are listening to the message.
我们为那些女士们祷告。
We pray that they will also, Lord, try to imitate what the Bible says a mother should be.
他们也会来学习怎么样以后做一个好的母亲。
And also we pray for the rest of us.
我们也为我们全部祷告。
That we will understand the value of your perspective of a mother in the Bible.
我们会感谢您，您的教导关于在做母亲的这个方面，
so that we are able to relate to them, Lord, in a way that will honor you.
这样我们才能够从这学习里来尊荣你。
So Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do through this message.
感谢您将在我们当中动工。
We pray that you bless our listening.
赐福我们的听从。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
Proverbs 31 verse 10 is a verse written by a king.
箴言三十一章第十节呢，是一位王写的。
He, in this chapter, illustrates the characteristic of a wife that is beneficial to a king.
他在这章里面显示了一个对王有益的妇人一些特质。
It's a wise practice for every lady to study this chapter for themselves and to teach it to their daughters.
每一位女士们呢，应该来研读这个章节，这是一个明智的实践，而且也可以以后教导自己的孩子，
okay.
尤其是女儿。
Because of the king's influence and rule,
因为王的影响和统治。
It is important for kings to find virtuous wives.
所以，对王来说很重要，他们要找到一个才德的妻子。
In Israel, when the people meet each other, the men especially,
在以色列里，当两个人会面的时候，尤其是男人，
they would ask each other in Hebrew, "Have you found?"
他们会用希伯来文来彼此的慰问，说你找到吗？
What they mean is, have you found a woman that is virtuous?
他们意味着的是，你们有没有找到这个有才德的妇人？
Ladies, according to the Bible, we can be two types of people to our husbands or our future husbands.
女士们，根据这个经文呢，你们可以将成为两种，对你的丈夫或者是未来丈夫， 两种人。
Okay, Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22.
箴言十八章二十二节这么说。
The Bible says, "Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord."
得着贤妻的，是得着好处，也是蒙了耶和华的恩惠。
God never said that of a man.
神他没有对男人这么说。
Man, that is to humble us.
这是要谦卑我们男人。
But according to the Bible, the first thing we can be is we can be a good thing to them.
第一，圣经告诉我们，女人可以对丈夫是一个好的事情，就是可以对丈夫一个好的事。
But in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 26, there is another type of woman you can be to your husband.
可是在传道书第七章二十六节呢，你也可以成为另外一个你的丈夫的女人。
And I find more. It's very hard for me to read. I'm trying. And I find more bitter than death, the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Whoso pleases God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her.
传道书第七章二十六节说到这样的一个女人，我得知有等妇人比死还苦，她的心是网罗，手是锁链，凡蒙神喜悦的人必能躲避她，有罪的人却被她缠住了。
The second thing wise we can be to our husbands, if we can be a lady whose is snares and nets to our husbands, and your hands are like bands.
我们有一些妻子，你可能会成为这样的一个女人，就是圣经现在说的，有这个妇人比死还苦，她的心的是网罗，手是锁链的。
That means we can be inwardly very corrupt, deceptive, and very possessive.
这意味着我们会在内心里面非常的败坏，而且欺诈，甚至非常的有这个占有性。
God wants every lady, young and mature, to be a virtuous lady.
神其实要每一位女士们，无论是年少的或者是成熟的，是一位有才德的女人。
What does it mean to be a virtuous lady?
怎么样
才是
不要怎么样才能做一个有才德的女人呢？
Okay, if you are married, I hope these qualities are in you to bless your husband and your families.
如果你已婚，我希望这些品质会赐福你的丈夫和你的家人。
If you are not married, these are qualities you need to work towards for the building up of your character and your future family.
如果你未婚，希望这些品质你会在你的品性里呢培养出来努力的培养这样的一个品性。
There are three qualities in the Hebrew meaning that this word encompasses virtuous.
在这希伯来书里面。包含着三个品质。
Though the modern English word virtuous implies moral excellence, the Hebrew word implies a sense of efficiency, diligence, and strength.
虽然这个英文的翻译呢，有这个才德象征着这个道德的优美，可是，在希伯来字里呢，却有。有三个意思，代表着效率、殷勤还有才能。
We'll be focusing on these three qualities today in the message.
我们今天在这信息里呢，要关注的这三个品质。
Firstly, the virtuous woman is a woman of efficiency.
第一呢，一个有才德的女人是一个有效率的女人。
To be efficient means to produce the effects that can be seen.
怎么要如果要有效率，就是能够很有这个效果可以看得到的。
In other words, she is productive.
就是说她是很有生产力的，这生产力。
According to Proverbs 31 and verse 14, the Bible says she is like the merchant's ships; she bringeth food from afar.
箴言三十一章十四节说，他好像商船从远方运粮来。
She's efficient in that she ensures that her household has food.
他有效率是因为他保就是让家里的里面的人都有粮食可以提供。
But efficiency is more than just getting results.
有效不只是单单拿到果效。
Efficiency, it is getting the right results.
也是要拿到正确的果效。
In Proverbs 31 verse 16, the Bible says, she considers a field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands, she planted a vineyard.
31章16节这么说，她想得田地就买来，用手所得之力栽种葡萄园。
In other words, she makes wise decisions and then acts on those wise decisions.
换句话说呢，她做了明智的选择，而且又在这明智的选择里行动。
So she decides, then buys a field and then acts on what she has bought.
她决定了，她买了这田地，然后她将这田地呢来做一个行动。
That means, according to Proverbs 31 verse 16, she bought the field, and then with her hands she planted the vineyard.
就说她买了这田地，用手呢栽种了葡萄树。
A woman who is efficient will do the right things, and she will ensure that the job gets done right.
一个有效率的女人呢，她会做那个正确的事，然后一直保持。做一个正确的事。
She will not wait around for someone to do it. She herself will do it.
她不会等别人来做，她自己会自动的去做。
This works for the lady, of course, as well as the man.
当然，这也包括了我们男人呢，也要同样的态度。
Now there's a phrase that goes like this: Not everything that counts can be counted.
有这么一句话这样说：不是每一个可以算的都能够算。
Not everything that can be counted counts.
另外一句话就是说，不是每一个可以算的就可以算。
You understand the meaning?
明白吗？
That means simply, just because something that is important, sometimes something is important, cannot actually be counted in terms of its productivity.
这个意思就是说，有时候有一些重要的事，就有如那个它的生产力。你不能够去算的。
Whereas, just because sometimes we do a lot of things, doesn't mean that is important.
也代表着不是我们做了很多事就代表说是重要的。
As a wise woman who is efficient, we must be able to discern between the two.
做一个明智而且有正确决定的尤其是女人，她们要能够分辨这两个不同的事情。
In the 19th century, there was a man. His name is Adams. I just call him Adams.
在19世纪有一个政治人物，他的名叫亚当。
He was writing a diary, and one day he wrote in his diary, "Went fishing with my son."
他习惯写日历日记，所以有一天呢，他写了这么样一个的事情。
And he said, "Went fishing with my son, a day wasted."
他日记里面记载，跟儿子去钓鱼，一个浪费了一天。
His son, however, also kept a diary, which is apparently still in existence today.
他儿子呢，也同样有一个日记，这个日记今天还存在。
On that same day, the son wrote this.
同一天，他儿子也这么写着。
Went fishing with my father, the most wonderful day of my life.
跟我父亲去钓鱼，这是我人生中最美好的一天。
The father thought he was wasting his time while fishing with his son.
他的父亲以为跟儿子去钓鱼是一个浪费时间的事情。
But to his son, it was the most wonderful investment of time.
可是对他儿子来说呢，却是他人生中最一个重要的投资。
The only way to tell the difference between wasting and investing is to know what is your ultimate purpose in life.
在这里我们看到一个人的这个人生的目的是从他的这个不同的观念来看得出来。
So if the father believes that his ultimate motive is to make money in life, spending time fishing is a waste of time.
他父亲以为说把时间花在赚更多的钱才是有智慧的，而去钓一些是浪费的。
But for the son, the most important thing to him is his father, and when he went fishing with the father, it was the most wonderful day of his life.
可是对儿子来说呢，跟他父亲能够分享这段时间是最重要的。
Mothers, you must learn to make a difference. What is important and what is not important.
做母亲的，你们也要这样的一个分辨，分辨出哪一个是重要和哪一个是不重要的。
Praise the Lord for the many ladies in our church who are very efficient. They do the right thing and do it well.
我们感谢神在我们当中的这个姐妹们，她们是有效率的，而且她们做得很好。
Bless the man who has an efficient wife.
赐福那些男人有这样的有效的妇人。
Because things will get done. Amen.
因为这样呢，事情会办妥。
Because sometimes you leave it to the man, it will get done, but like 6 years later.
如果我们让男的来做，可能是了，办成了，6年后才完成。
Point number two, the virtuous woman is not only a woman of efficiency, she is also a woman of diligence.
一个有才德的妇人，也是一个勤勉的妇人。
The word diligence comes from the Hebrew word, interestingly, meaning to love earnestly to choose.
这个勤勉在希伯来书的这个意思里，它的根的意思就是认真的爱，还有去选。
Therefore, the word diligence not only implies action, it implies a heart.
这个勤勉呢，不只是带着这个殷勤，它也带着一种的心，这个态度。
It results in constant effort to accomplish what is undertaken.
一个勤勉的妇人呢，她会不断的努力的去完成她所承担的。
There is an exertion of body and mind without necessary delay or laziness.
在这样的一个状况之下，她会全神贯注的。 去实行那个事情，完全不怠惰，完全也不会说耽误。
Right. In other words, she's a very hard worker.
就是说，她是一个非常殷勤的女人。
Notice what the Bible says of this lady. Proverbs 31 verse 15. The Bible says she rises also while it is night. In other words, when the sun is not up, when it is night. And giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens.
箴言书31章15节，我们看到这样的一个事情，描述了这个女人。她说：“未到黎明，她就起来，把食物分给家中的人，将当作的供分配卑女。”
She will not laze in bed, but will get up early when it is still dark to ensure that the household people are provided for.
他在天还没明之前，他就起床，而且不会在床里懒洋洋的，而且他会让家中的这个成员呢都有提供。
In Proverbs 31 verse 18, she perceives that her merchandise is good; her candle goes not out by night.
31章18节也这么说，她觉得所经营的有利，她的灯终夜不灭。
That means when she sees something that's worthwhile to do, she will work until it's done, disregarding the time.
这说什么呢？她看到有事情需要做的，她就会做到完成为止，她不管花多少时间。
In Proverbs 31 verse 21, the Bible says she's not afraid of the snow for her household. For all her household are clothed with scarlet.
第21节也这么说，她不因下雪为家里的人担心，因为全家都穿着朱红衣服。
In other words, she does not regard the weather or does not worry about the cost to herself because of her household.
因为她的家族和家庭的人，她没有顾这个天气，也顾不了自己的这个所谓的付出。
Notice she has a heart for her family.
就是说，她全心全意的，就是要来好好的照料她的家人。
Notice she has a heart for the people around her.
她的心呢，是为周围的人和家人着想。
Young ladies, we need to learn to have a heart for the things around you, not just yourself.
我要鼓励女士们，你们要有这样的一个心。
Not only that, young ladies, we also need to learn to be hardworking.
你也需要学习怎么样来勤勉。
It's important because especially in our culture where there's a lot of helpers.
这是很重要，因为在我们的文化里面哈，我们都很依赖佣女佣啊。
Last time when I was last time I was working in a clinic.
以前我在这个诊所做工。
So I look after children who have learning problems.
我专门看那些有学习问题的孩童。
So there was one boy about 4 years old who came into the clinic.
有一个四岁的男孩来到我的诊所。
After the therapy session,
当那个治疗完成之后
as they were walking out,
当那孩童走出的时候
the helper was there.
那女佣在跟他同在。
And so the four-year-old boy did this.
那个四岁的女孩就把脚伸出来。
男孩。
男孩。
Stick out the leg for the helper to wear the shoes.
就是把脚伸出来要女佣帮他穿鞋。
So I told the helper, stay aside, let him put off his own shoes.
我告诉那个女佣你不要帮他让他自己来。
The boy started to cry.
那男孩开始哭了。
I'm not too sure whether because my tone was a bit loud or because he don't know how to put on his own shoes.
我不知道是因不是因为我的声量太大或者是他不知道怎么样穿鞋子。
A children about two and a half should be able to put on their own shoes.
一个孩童两岁多应该可以自己穿鞋子了。
Just as in illustration, ladies, we do need to learn to be hardworking.
所以我要用这来鼓励我们的女士们，你们要做勤勉的女人。
I believe with my heart, all the mothers here in the church are very hardworking mothers.
我相信我们当中所有的母亲都是非常勤勉的。
Thank God for that.
我们也感谢主。
Well, the reason why I'm targeting young ladies, don't be a couch potato, don't always chill.
因为我要鼓励我们的女士们不要懒洋洋，不要每次都是无精打采。
Chill
on.
I don't always chill. I mean, don't always put up. I think.
就是不理不睬了，那个不关我的事，什么都不做。
Have initiative in looking for things that can be done to help someone else.
要有这样一种自动的一种的态度，能够帮的，自动的去帮，去做。
I'm sure moms and dads will teach your children to work, carry stuff, fold the clothes, to build up this character of diligence.
我相信我们做母亲的会在我们的生活里面教导孩子怎么样做家务了。
This will help them in the house, but more importantly with their lives.
这样的话能够培养他们的这个一个殷勤的品性，然后这样呢会帮助他们以后更重要的在他们自己的生命里有帮助。
Are you a lady of diligence?
你是否是一个勤勉的女人？
Are you a mother of diligence?
或者你是否是一个勤勉的母亲？
The last point, the virtuous woman is a woman of strength.
第三点呢，有才德的女人是一个有能力的女人。
In Proverbs 31 verse 17, the Bible says she girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms.
箴言书31章17节这么说，她以能力束腰，使膀臂有力。
That does not mean she goes to the gym daily.
这不代表着她去健身院那边做运动。
That means she is strong physically as a person.
这代表着她是健壮的一个人。
It is clear that this virtuous woman was strong of body, mind, and spirit.
这很清楚看到一个才德的妇人呢，她不只是身体强壮，她的思维也强壮，她的这个精神也强壮。
Laziness and weakness are not her characteristics.
这个懒惰和软弱不是她的这个品质。
She is not afraid of hard work.
她不怕吃苦耐劳。
She is also strong morally.
她也是在道德上非常坚强的。
In Proverbs 31 verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come.
31章第25节说，能力和威仪是她的衣服，她想到日后的状况就喜笑。
Her clothing are not the outward clothing that so many people focus on.
她的穿着不是外在的, 好像我们很多人都很关注的。
This mother is more concerned for her inward clothing.
这个母亲呢, 她更注重的是她内在的穿着。
Ladies, we need to be more concerned for the inner man.
我们女士们, 你们应该更注意的就是内在的。
Strength and honor, doing things diligently, doing things honestly, is more important for this woman.
对这个女人来说呢, 能力和威仪呢, 做事情殷勤, 然后做事情呢, 诚实, 这是对她来说最重要的。
So this woman who is strong morally will focus on what is right and do what is right all the time.
这个有道德的妇人, 她专注的就是 无时无刻做正确的事, 而且继续的一直做正确的事。
I want us to notice an interesting point at the end of the verse.
我们来看那个经节最后一段。
The Bible says she shall rejoice in time to come.
说到她日后的景况就喜笑。
Many times mothers work hard in building maybe the character of their children, but they may not see what is the outcome.
很多做母亲的很努力的去 培养他们的孩子的品性, 可是却不知道将来将如何。
The Bible says also, though she worked hard and had very little time for her own relaxation,
虽然她很 很努力, 而且很少自己有时间来 轻松。
She knows that the day is coming when she will have time and resources to rejoice and relax.
她知道有一天呢, 她将会有时间可以, 有这个资源可以去轻松, 可以去, 喜乐。
Because the Bible says she shall rejoice in time to come.
因为这边告诉我们, 她想到日后的景况就喜笑。
Listen to this very important principle for a woman.
现在我要跟你分享一个非常重要对女人一个非常重要的原则。
A virtuous woman does not live for the present.
一个有才德的女人不为今天而活。
But she focuses on what is more important in the long run.
她会用有长远的眼光来看待。
I hope this is true of all our ladies.
我希望这是在我们的所有的姐妹们当中是一件真实的事。
She's strong physically.
她体魄上强壮。
She's strong morally.
她也是在道德上强壮。
She's also strong spiritually.
在属灵上她也非常强壮。
In Proverbs 31 verse 30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised.
31章30节这么说, 艳丽是虚假的, 美容是虚浮的, 唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
A virtuous lady fears God.
一个有才德的女人是一位敬畏神的女人。
She wants to live the way God wants her to live.
她会为, 神要她怎么活, 她就会怎么活。
In all that she does, she has a fear of God.
她所做的一切, 她会有敬畏神的态度。
A woman without a fear of God will not be a virtuous woman.
一个没有敬畏神的, 女人, 不会是一个有才德的女人。
Because without the fear of God, the woman lives by her flesh.
因为没有敬畏神的这个心, 这个女人会, 凭肉体来活。
The Bible tells us in Galatians 6 verse 8, He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
加拉太书6章8节这么说, 顺着情欲撒种的, 必从情欲收败坏, 顺着圣灵撒种的, 必从圣灵收永生。
According to the Bible, if you sow to your flesh, then of the flesh, you're going to get back corruption.
因为圣经告诉我们, 如果你是顺, 肉体撒种的, 你将会收败坏。
A woman who fears God will not live by the flesh, she will live by the Spirit of God.
因为不, 因为有敬畏神的女人不会顺着肉体而活，她会为顺着圣灵而活。
If the woman lives by the fear of God in doing her duties, regardless of how she feels or thinks, regardless of what the people may say of her or how they may see her, she will still do her duties. Why? To the glory of God.
因为有敬畏神的女人，无论她怎么想，她怎么的感受，人家怎么的想，或者是人家怎么的看，她都不会因此受影响，她会继续的做神要她做的。
As we close,
在我们结束之前
，The question I want to ask: Are we a lady of efficiency?
我要问我们当中的姐妹们，你们是否是一个有效率的女人
？That the focus is to get the job done and to have results that will honor God, whether at home, in church, or at your workplace.
你是否会很有效率的去把事情做妥，无论是在家里、在工作或者在教会
？Are you a lady of diligence?
你是否是一位殷勤的女人
？Are you hardworking with your heart on your work?
你的努力是不是从心而出的
？If your heart is not set on your work, you will not be a hardworking individual.
如果你的心没有放在工作里面，你是不会有是一个殷勤的女人。
Are you a lady of strength?
你是否是一位有能力的女人
？Are you afraid of hard work?
你怕劳苦吗
？Are you morally kind?
你在道德是慈怀的，而且是坚强的吗
？Most of all, are you spiritually strong in the Lord?
最重要的，你是否是在属灵上，在主里坚强的吗
？Loving Him, His Word, His work, and His church.
爱他，爱他的话语，爱他的事工和他的教会。
Ladies, do you have a fear of God in your life?
你的生命里是否有敬畏耶和华
？Men, do we have a fear of God in your lives?
男士们，你们也是一样，是否有敬畏神的心
？Ladies, a virtuous woman will work towards attaining these three characteristics.
有才德的女人呢，她会努力的去来学习怎么样有这三个的品质。
And I'm praying that every lady here, if you're not married, to grow towards that kind of characteristics.
我要为你们当中如果未婚的，你会努力的去学习，能够培养出这些的品质。
And for our mothers, I'm thankful for all of you.
我们母亲当中，我感谢神，我为你们感谢神。
But more importantly, I pray that God will continue to make you strong spiritually.
更重要的是，我希望你们会在主里，在属灵里更加的坚强。
Because that's the most important part of the human person.
因为这是我们做人最重要的一个事情。
Once our relationship with God is right,
当我们跟神的关系是和好的
，we are able to be used by Him.
我们可以大大的受神使用
，and also we are able to bless our families.
我们也能够赐福我们的家人。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们来祷告。
Now, dear Heavenly Father,
我们慈爱的天父
we are thankful for this time of preaching your word.
感谢您，我们有这时间能够传讲您的话语。
We are thankful for the attention of the people.
感谢您，我们当中他们的倾听。
We are thankful also, Lord, for many of the people who are paying attention to the message.
感谢您，他们很努力的来听这个信息。
Lord, I thank you for our mothers in our midst.
感谢您，我们当中的母亲。
I ask that you will bless them richly.
我祷告你大大的赐福他们。
Father, give them strength for the job that you have given to them.
求你赐他们力量他们做母亲的这个工作。
I pray also for the rest of us.
我为我们所有的人祷告。
Even as we consider these qualities.
当我们来思考这些品质。
These qualities that say that we are a virtuous person.
这些品质说我们是有才德的人。
Are we efficient? Are we diligent? And are we strong?
我们是否是有效率、勤勉而且有能力的
？So Lord, we commit ourselves into your hands as we sing the closing hymn.
当我们来唱这最后一首诗歌，我们把我们交托于你。
We pray that you will help us to remember these thoughts.
求你帮助我们会记住这今天所学的这个信息。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.